September 5, 1922. One who lives in the will of God must enclose all of creation within herself. My always adorable Jesus continues to make himself seen with his heart pierced and embittered to the summit. It seemed that all the pains of creatures were inflicted in that heart. In fact, it is not only sins that pierce that heart, but also the sufferings that the creature causes herself by not corresponding to grace. And it seemed that, since they were piercing a heart that loves, as they wounded that loving heart, its love was so great that it tried to transmute the very offenses into graces and blessings. Oh, goodness of Jesus! He alone can boast of really loving the creatures, and up to the incredible. So, also the pains of each one of them pierced it. But the offenses were so many as to turn the very graces which came from that most holy heart into lightnings. Therefore he told me, "My daughter, how unbearable man has rendered himself. He changes my graces into lightnings, and drives himself toward a general revolution. So, he himself is plotting his own destruction, and has reached such a point as to deserve to be struck by me." And while he was saying this, he showed troubles everywhere, cities collapsed, and evils of new kind. Then, afterwards, he came back again, tired, asking for my help in his pains. And breathing on me again at the place of my heart, he shared with me the shadows, I could say, of his pains. Yet, even though they were shadows, had he not remained near me to give me help, I could not have endured them. What must be the pains of that most holy heart? Then, calming himself, he told me, "My daughter, firstborn of my will, since my will encloses everything, in giving you my will's life, I want to enclose everything also in you. Remember that a few months ago I fixed a little wheel of sun in you, and with a ruler I measured you all over. Then, another little wheel descended from heaven, and after I fixed it in you, it kept many threads of light which were fixed in the most holy Trinity. Everything remained open between you and us and, for that time, I left you without giving you any explanation about my work. Now, after having worked in you so much during all this time past, and having to complete my work, I want to give you some explanations, so that the seal of my will and of yours, becoming one, may give completion to the mission to which I have called you." So, the little wheel of light which I fixed in you first, was the whole of creation, which came out from the divinity all love, light and beauty. Then I measured you with the ruler to see your dispositions and those which you were lacking, in order to put them in, to be able to fix well this little wheel and keep it safe. The second little wheel was the divinity which descended in you, established that which it had created in heaven and fixed it in you, so as to place itself in the proper relations which creation owed it. Now, know that I have enclosed and secured the creation in you. I want that which was done in heaven have life upon earth, but in our own will which, ascending to us again, may bring it to us all love, full of light and beautiful as we delivered it. This is why I marked in you all the deaths and pains of each creature and of all of them together, so that I might find the whole creation in you. And since heaven remains open between you and us, you will bring creation onto our lap, as if it were delivered by you, that is, as a birth from our will made in you, which you bring back to our feet, delivering it on our lap. These are our rights that we claim. All we want is that which came out from us enter into us. It is true that our will alone, acting in a soul with its power just as it acted in that void when we delivered creation, will be able to give us back our rights, and make the whole creation smile at us, at our feet, as though in triumph. But we want to use this power so that we may not remain disappointed in the work of creation. And our love triumphs more in taking from one creature that which all should give us. Now we are fixing everything in you. Then, the other little births will be delivered which, loving to live in this way in our will bring creation onto our lap, some 10, some 20, some 100. You will be like a tree which has sunk its roots deep into our will, and these roots will make other saplings germinate which, surrounding the tree like a crown, will produce their fruits. True good never remains isolated. And since my will is the greatest good, its fecundity will be immense. Therefore, courage, be attentive in everything. It is true that our will do everything, but the thread of yours must run together with it and extend into heaven, on earth and in everything, to let us accomplish what we want to operate in you.